Nathan, as you get the round pause ready, and also I need to apologise to our next guest, because for those that listen to the show, I know producer Grace has never been to a live game of sport. She's never watched sport on the TV. We had Jackie Riewoldt on the show yesterday. She said he was a football man. So I'm really excited. For those that don't know, Grace does the sheet, so I'm really excited to read this one out. Nathan, get the round pause ready for an Australian cricketer.
Oh, she's on there. That's good.
He's 33 years old and 5'7".
Okay.
His batting style is left-handed. And he's an official Mobassador. Please welcome Matthew Wade.
Wadey.
How are we, boys?
Well, we're good, mate, but how are you after that intro?
Not bad. The 5'7" hurts a little, I'm not going to lie.
Don't know why she felt like that. She's like, that's so impressive.
Blood type O negative.
True, she actually wanted to call you a short king, which, look at her face. No, mate, that's what happened. You said that.
Anything you want to say to Wadey after that intro?
I'm also left-handed, so we have some things in common.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Look, wait, before we chat Movember, Nathan and I also Mobassadors. It is the hairy time of the month. We thought we should chat to you. Congrats, mate, on the 2020 World Cup. That's a great result.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, it's been a big couple of weeks. Got home big 72 hours after the game, and then back to Melbourne, and I'm here for a few weeks, and then head to Sydney after this.
When does a victory like that start to sink in, Wadey? I mean, obviously that's massive on the world stage. The country absolutely wrapped. We love our cricket, and especially we love it when our boys take home victory. Does that stuff ever sink in for you, or you've played so many of these games that they kind of all roll into one?
No, I think it'll sink in at some stage. It certainly hasn't yet. As I said, I've come back to Melbourne and then to Sydney. I think once I get home over Christmas and can chill out in my own house, it'll probably sink in what we achieved. But yeah, as I said, it was big few days. Jumped on the plane and then next thing I know, I'm in Melbourne. So yeah, it might take a few more weeks, I reckon.
I mean, we were chatting to Nathan Ellis, another Hobart Hurricane mate of ours. He did say that you were best on ground in celebrations. Can you confirm that?
I'll take that because the boys are usually into me because I'm on dad time. I usually go hard and go home quite early, so I'll take that for sure. If he's dropped me in there.
Yeah, he has.
Hey, wait, you
were in the goggles for like a couple of days.
Yeah. We were lucky. We had a later flight, so we had a good day after as well.
Hey, Wadey, I heard rumours that you were sharing the plane with another team. Is that true?
Oh, that was the other guys. Yeah, they flew back to the Gold Coast, so they charted with the England team who got knocked out in the semi. So they had to wait for our boys to finish and then jump on a plane and listen to them carry on for 14 hours.
That would have been a fun plane trip, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I would have liked to be on it. To be honest, would have been good fun.
Wadey, we'll chat about Movember. Look, if you do want to donate and you're listening to the show, head to the Movember Facebook page. You can see it on Wadey's Instagram and stuff as well. We'll put it up on ours, at Jimmy and Nath. But Wadey, I guess, why are you involved with Movember? Why is it important to you?
Yeah, I've been involved in a long time, obviously, with my history with having testicular cancer. When I was 16, I've jumped on 9 or 10 years ago and continue to support Movember, and they've supported me and men's health since then. So, I think just the initial, me having testicular cancer, it probably I got attracted to the foundation quite early. Obviously, it started with testicular cancer and now really moving into the mental health side of things as well. So, yeah, really happy to be involved, and it's pretty easy, really. You get hairy for a month, like you said, and then shave it off. My wife's pretty ready for it to finish, I'm sure.
Yeah, Jules texted me yesterday. She's like, just remind him he needs to shave it off the end of the day.
I've tried to keep it honest. We won a World Cup, babe. I'll hold on here, and I think it's going to go.
Yeah.
Can I ask you as well, as Wadey, what is it about blokes? You talk about testicular cancer or mental health or whatever it is. Like, a lot of the times we just go, oh, she'll be right, or I don't need to go to the doctor, I don't need to do it. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think, the stigma of a male is being, you're proud and you're a strong man. You don't give in to anything like that. But, from my time, especially in professional sport, it's certainly changed. Guys are willing to talk about, especially mental health. When we're on the road, we catch up and guys will share it now that they're struggling away from home, whereas before it was, you're playing cricket for Australia, you don't show any weakness. I think now, it's really good that especially the younger players are happy to share with each other and work through it together, which is certainly wasn't around 10 years ago.
I mean, that's a good point that you make, Matty, because we know a lot of these messages, I mean, the aim from Movember is to get it out to a lot of men, especially young men in sporting clubs, be they just a local footy club, local cricket club, whatever. What would you say say to, I guess, the leaders of these clubs who are just playing at kind of a club level to ensure that these topics are brought up and brought up comfortably within those, I guess, sporting arenas?
Yeah, as I said, I think the conversation's changed so much around sporting clubs. As you pointed, it used to be you didn't mention this stuff at all. And I can tell you now, especially cricket, it's quite a boring sport. You've got plenty of time to sit around and talk to each other. And at times, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, you never really did. So there's plenty of opportunities within, you know, a whole season, whether that footy or cricket, that you can check on your mates. It's a pretty simple thing to do. But yeah, for some reason, we prefer to go to the pub and watch the races than talk about these things.
Yeah, I mean, there's been plenty of time for the boys back here as well, mate. It's been raining, so there's been a lot of... just sitting in the sheds waiting about
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
Wait, as well, I mean, while we've got you, Nathan and I do the Hurricane stuff as well. Big season ahead. How you feeling about it?
Yeah, really excited. Can't wait to get stuck in, to be honest. We've got a really nice squad again. We're loaded up with some really, really big local players. Something that we probably, you know, knuckled down on 3 years ago to sign some, you know, McDermott's and the Merediths and Darcy Short. So we've got big local players, mixed in with a couple of nice internationals now. So, yeah, we're hoping that we can go really deep into this tournament.
Do you reckon there's a chance, Wadey, that, of course, to help with the season, because we know that having the moustache helped you take out the World Cup, maybe bring that mo back for the Hurricane season, or will...
Or keep it for the season.
Or will the wife have something to say about that?
I know you got Julia's number. You can go down that path if you want.
Well, look, maybe we all keep it. I'll say, Jules, that we need it. We need it for the season.
Great. She doesn't talk to all three of us for a year.
Yeah. And you're going to have to go with the kids as well, because Winter's already told me she's not a fan. Too spiky, she reckons.
Oh, too spiky, yeah.
Maybe we can get some sort of wiggle, you know, get Emma wiggle before she retires. Be like, look, if we get a meet and greet, can Dad keep the mo? Oh,
I'm sure she'll be on that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All we need to do is get Emma Wiggle on. Great. Awesome.
Great. All right. Well, we're going to be busy today.
Wadey, mate, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, you can donate. Head to Movember.com. The donations are still there. A couple more days left of Movember. Wadey, thanks for joining us, mate. And thanks for being a Mobaster.
No worries. Have a good day, boys.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.